see. If they piled up hay outside the barn, they'd probably pile it up in a.
In a square.
A square. What do you mean?
Well, they start with a square. They put, say, three or four down the bottom, and they just pile them up. And it's a big old long, well, like a box.
Is it packed. Bales? Is that?
Bales.
Yeah.
Of bales.
Say this is before.
They bale them and everything first. They put water in and bale them. Then they stack them.
Yeah.
And then they put a, sometimes they put a canvas or something over to keep, you know, from them to turn black from the sun.
Yeah. Used to be before they bale. Before they bale hay, they had to just sort of rake it up in a pile. And what would you call that pile?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes they had a pile like that. They would cover it with, like they had four poles and a little sliding roof.
A tent like.
Sort of like, yeah, only the roof was, I think.
A shed. Well, they call it a shed that keep the sun and the rain from tearing it up.
Yeah.
Or hail.
Okay, yeah.
And the rest of the hay that they couldn't get, but they got a big old thing on the back of a tractor. And it is like a rake, and would rake it. And then they would bale that. If not, they don't have enough, they just set it aside and take it, put it in a truck and take it out to the horses. Or cows or somewhere.
Okay. Let's see. Sometimes there was a little place where they kept, where the mud was, where they kept the pigs.
Yeah.
What would you call that place?
Slop. Yeah, that's where the pigs lay around. It's always wet and sloppy and stinks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what else would you call a pig just besides a pig? Do you have any other?
Hog.
Okay. What's the difference between a pig and a hog?
Well, I don't know if there's any difference, but I think the hog is a male, and the pig is a female.
I see. Okay. You know more about this than I do. I don't know anything about farm, but I ask the questions.
Well, I don't know too much, but you know, my dad had a farm, and then he gave it up, you know, couldn't work it. And then my husband was raised on a farm.
Oh,
he was more about farming than I would.
Yeah. Well, did your dad have a farm while you were growing up?
Yes, uh-huh.
Was it out from town, or?
Oh, yes, quite a bit from town.
Uh-huh. Did you ever go out there when you?
I went out there a couple of times with my dad.
Okay. Sometimes before people had refrigerators or ice boxes, you know.
They had ice boxes.
Yeah, well, before that even, they used to have a place where.
They had a cellar.
Okay.
A cellar.
Okay.
It was built down towards the earth.
Yeah.
And they would dig like a long hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how deep or anything it is, but they would have it down into the ground.
Yeah.
And then they would make a farm down in there.
Yeah.
So the dirt and everything would slide in, have a cave in.
Yeah.
And on the outside would be two big large doors, wooden doors to go in. It's like a shelter, or a hurricane shelter, whatever you want to use it for.
Yeah.
But they'd call it a cellar.
Sometimes they just dug a little hole, you know, and then covered it up in the shade and put their milk and butter down there. What would you call that?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I know my husband would know, but I wouldn't.
What do you call in town? You know, what do you call the milk company besides?
Dairy or what do they call it? Like Knowlton's Dairy.
Yeah. Okay. Did they ever raise cotton out on that farm that your daddy had?
No.
Yeah.
He had cattle.
Yeah.
And hogs.
When they raise cotton, you know, when it's growing up, they have to go through and.
Oh, they got to go through aisles.
Yeah.
And pick up.
Thin it out.
Well,
the plant.
They set it so far apart.
Yeah.
So they won't have to thin it out.
Uh huh.
And then they had, in the old days, they had